I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Some fog through this morning. We'll see a mostly sunny sky otherwise, high around 82 degrees. Six of Illinois' state universities have been put on notice for a potential credit downgrade. As Brian Mackey reports, it's the latest knock on state government after more than 21 months without a full state budget.
The warning is coming from Moody's Investors Service. It says because state government has failed to provide full funding for universities for the current budget year, it could downgrade the credit rating of six schools. That includes the University of Illinois, Illinois and Governor State Universities, and Southern, Northern, and Eastern Illinois Universities. Moody's also downgraded Northeastern Illinois University by two steps, well below so-called junk status, and says it could go further. Governor Bruce Rauner has proposed cutting spending for higher ed, saying the schools need to reduce costs. Of course, the budget impasse has led to even deeper cuts than he proposed. I'm Brian Mackey.
An appeals court is considering whether Illinois' imprisoned former governor, Rod Blagojevich, should get a third sentencing hearing. Blagojevich's attorneys argued Tuesday before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago that the Democrats' good behavior since entering prison in 2012 justifies a reduced sentence. Prosecutor Deborah Bonamici responded that Blagojevich deserves his 14-year sentence, especially because he's never admitted he committed serious crimes. To help local teachers prepare for the total solar eclipse set for August, NASA scientists will provide them with information about the phenomenon during a series of webinars. SIU Carbondale is helping to coordinate those sessions. SIU STEM Education Research Center Interim Director Harvey Henson says he's getting a lot of interest from educators of all types.
It's an all play. It's not just science. You have the arts, you have mathematics, you have all kinds of creative, expressive types of opportunity to learn about this event.
Henson says the August 21st date of the eclipse is challenging for some because it's the very beginning of the school year. That's why he says SIU is looking to build a professional development partnership with educators for the long term.
We repeat this event in April 8th of 2024, so we have 6 years to kind of experiment and design and create curriculum that could be effective in, backyard science.
Henson says in theory, educators in the area should be better prepared for the 2024 event. The first of three webinars takes place today from 4 to 5 p.m. Two more will take place next week for specific groups of educators. You can find more information at eclipse.siu.edu. Click on the For Educators link. We've got some fog through this morning. We'll see a sunny sky otherwise today and a high around 82 degrees. Clear tonight, low 65. Showers and storms tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Fuller.